I'm a 25-year-old developer who enjoys making apps, staying fit, and detailing cars. I am a recent graduate of St. Mary's University, and I'm getting married next summer. I also like to volunteer some of my spare time to judge app competitions when the opportunity arises. There's many things that get me excited, but I enjoy finding solutions to challenges, and development helps me do that. With each new piece of development I start, this brings the opportunity to learn a new method of accomplishing a goal. So sometimes I can use this knowledge to look back at my previous projects and think about ways to improve on them. What got me really excited about developer movement was that it provided a lot of opportunity to grow my own skill set. On top of that, the program is very flexible and it allowed me to prove my skills at my own pace. I quickly learned that developer movement is heavily focused on all skill levels and aims to increase your knowledge, no matter who you are and your previous expertise, which is perfect. And once I tried making my first app for developer movement, when it was known as CodeQuando, I quickly became hooked, and I actually am a proud supporter of developer movement, and I'm constantly promoting it to the local university, and whenever I meet someone with similar interest, I always tell them about it. Don't be afraid to try new things, and if things don't work out, don't sweat it. We learn from our mistakes. If it wasn't for my failures, I wouldn't be here today. Don't get let down when something doesn't go as planned, because it's not always gonna go as planned, but you can learn from it, move on, and create something new with that new knowledge, and most importantly, have fun with it. Do as many challenges as you can. Even if you don't have time, try to make time. As a developer, you need to take on new challenges and think of solutions. And sometimes those challenges are not code related. So if you don't have time, try to make the time. The one that comes out on top is my favorite, is the winter themed challenge. And I did something a little different out of my comfort zone for this one. And I created an app called Do You Want to Build a Snowman? And it allowed a person to use a set of objects to build a snowman on the screen and share it. And I got a ton of great feedback, and it's just awesome seeing people use it. Like there's some interesting stuff people are making that aren't snowman. For example, a snow dog with carrot legs. So that's got to be my favorite challenge so far. Obviously, Windows 10 is going to be pretty huge. I'd be pretty insane to say that HoloLens is, if I didn't mention HoloLens was my favorite. That is very, very intriguing, and I can't wait to get my hands on one.